And we're back on In Focus News Radio KMAN. I'm Brandon Peoples. And we're continuing on that education theme here this morning with Linda Teener, Executive Director at UFM Community Learning Center here in Manhattan. Good morning.
Good morning and Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you. Pleasure to have you on. Did you have a good holiday?
Yeah, it was very relaxing. Yeah, it was kind of nice. We had a few days off and saw a little bit of family, but mostly just stayed home and read and relaxed. And it was quite nice for a change to be out of that routine.
Nice. You know, it's funny. I was telling people here in our business, working in media, from Christmas to New Year's is always like the hardest time to get a hold of people because people travel, they go out of town. Mm-hmm. This year was completely different. Everyone was available.
Nobody went anywhere.
Exactly right. So it's a new year, kind of an exciting time here for a lot of folks, and people may be thinking about UFM Community Learning Center, and it's always a good opportunity to talk about what you guys do out there.
Yeah, well, I hope people are thinking about us. You know, UFM is a community education program. It's very grassroots. We put together classes taught by people in the community to share with people in the community who want to learn something. So our philosophy has always been everyone can learn and everyone can teach. And so we open our opportunity to teach to anyone in the community who has something that they want to share with somebody else. Our new catalog is now available on our website. It should be mailed to homes later this week, and hopefully we'll have some on the streets next week when they finish with the printing. But you can look at it right now, and we've got a really, really nice catalog with a good variety of classes on everything from arts and hobbies to fitness, recreation, a little cooking, some language, and just about anything you want. And if you don't find it in our catalog, if you will email us, we'll see if we can put something together for you.
All right. Well, if you have, so you say you mail those out, how do you get on the mailing list to get one of those?
Just call us. Anybody who's taken a class in the last 2 or 3 years will automatically get a catalog. If you want a catalog, if you'll call us, we will put you on the list so that you can get one. They're also available at the library. There are a few that will go around to businesses, although right now in COVID world, there aren't as many available, but the library has them. The chamber will have a few. You can also get them at the K-State Student Union and at Peters Rec Center. We always keep stands full of catalogs at those locations. Okay. But you can also stop by the office and pick one up. Our office hours are a little odd this year. We are not open full-time at the moment. We are open on a Monday, Wednesday, and Friday in the afternoon and Tuesday and Thursday in the mornings. But you can also leave a message for us if we're not there. And if the office is open, there's a stand right outside in the foyer that you can pick a catalog up, even if the office isn't open.
Okay, very good. Well, you talked about the spring catalog here and some of the classes that are coming up. You've highlighted a few here on your sheet. Let's talk about some of those.
Yeah, well, we are offering both some in-person and some remote learning opportunities for our classes still. Some of the ones that I particularly want to highlight that's been popular are our home landscape design class. That's only offered in the spring, and it is a terrific class. It's taught by Greg Eystone with County Extension. He does a wonderful job. You learn how to plot out your yard and put in a new landscape that suits your property better. I actually took that class and designed my own landscape that I've been very pleased with. In fact, it's overgrown to the point I need somebody to help me dig out and do some work on that now. But it's a terrific class. If you don't have any bushes or plantings around your house, he will help you with that. It's a good way to plot out and really design your home so that the outside is attractive as well as the inside. So it's a great class. Another one that's really good that's all taught by Gary Fike at Extension is household finance. It's very limited enrollment. It is in person. But very limited, so register quickly. It's a great class on learning how to do some budgeting, how to plan for future, how to understand investments. He does a terrific job. So that's another one that I would really highly recommend. One last class that I will talk about, and then I'll let you talk, Brandon, is the Pysanky class. That is an exceedingly popular class. We've had requests for it over and over again. And it's a class that you're dyeing and decorating eggs. It's a kind of an Easter thing, and it's done in a Ukrainian style. It's a hands-on class, so you really learn how to do some egg dyeing and decorating in the Ukrainian style. That will be coming up this spring, and it's also limited enrollment, so you need to sign up soon. We've had many requests for that class.
That sounds like a lot of fun, especially ahead of Easter. Maybe you could have some cool egg designs here you can hide in your front yard, backyard.
Well, these are probably more intricate than you're going to want to hide in your yard. These are ones that you would display on your shelves.
Okay.
They're very nice. And if you look at our catalog, we have some examples in the catalog about those. And right now you can get the catalog on our website, tryufm.org. It's in PDF. You can look at it or you can download it.
All right. What about the Mosaic? What's that class?
Mosaic is one of those classes where you take little pieces of glass or pottery or other kinds of items and put them together in a design and grout them in so that you could make a table, a tray, other kinds of things with that. So it's really learning the skill of how you would do a mosaic. And they're very fun, also a hands-on kind of class. As well as alcohol inks. I don't know too much about that, but I do know that you use inks and alcohol and do art designs with them.
Okay.
That's about all I can tell you about it. But we've had very good enrollments in the past for that, and that will be another popular class to really get in and learn a new skill during the winter months.
At first glance, when I saw alcohol inks, I was afraid it was a class where they're going to give you a tattoo while you're drinking alcohol.
Oh, yeah, while you're drinking alcohol.
No, not that, huh?
That could be an interesting fake class at some point. And, you know, every one of our catalogs, we do publish a class that's just for fun to get people to look at the catalog. And if you find it, then you get a discount on a class for finding the fake class. We stopped doing it for a while, and we got people calling us complaining that there wasn't a fake class. So we always put a fun, generally humorous or educational class in there that's just for fun.
Awesome.
Find the class, get a discount.
Very cool. What a great idea. You know, some people And I know that photography has kind of changed over the years, but some people like to get out, especially during the pandemic when you can't do a whole lot, and take some photos. And there's a class here to help you improve how you do that.
Yes, we've got a really skilled person who's teaching a class called Improving Your Photography. And that can be with whatever kind of a camera you're using. I know even myself, I tend to use my camera on my phone more than anything else these days, and that will help even with a camera phone. So it's a good class to think about composition, about how to crop things, how to look at where the sun is coming from, just to get some good skills on taking better pictures.
And Linda Tiener joining us here from UFM Community Learning Center. We're going over the kind of the spring classes. We're also going to talk about community gardens. And in fact, we're going to take a break right now. We'll come back and we'll do some of that discussion when we return on News Radio KMAN.